Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is our deliverance from sin and its consequences. This is why I do what I do. God told me, or I was told in a dream, to feed my sheep. And I didn't want to wait around and wait three times like Peter did and cry. I wanted to make sure that before I died, I did feed God's sheep. And I know, I heard a joke yesterday. The young man was saying that you read like your old grandma read. And that's true. I'm old and I'm grandma. But I do what I can do the best that I can for my God. Whoever told me, not whoever, but he told me in a dream, feed my sheep. And I said, God, you got so many pastors doing that. I'm thinking, why you want me to do that? You know, it's embarrassing. But I'm doing it because I want him to save me from sin. And I want to be obedient. Let's look at what I'm going to read today is in Proverbs. I read, finished up reading Proverbs about maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe 4. Proverbs 3 and 5. And I want you to remember this like I remembered it when I was a child. I was about maybe 3, 4, I don't know, maybe 20, I don't know. But nonetheless, I remember this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him that is God, and he shall direct your path or thy path. Wise in thine own eyes, fear ye the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, substance, I guess that means wealth, in marrow to thy bones. The older I get, the worse I see. God, I thank you. I need to finish reading all this Bible, like you said, not just certain parts, but all of it. See, I want you to turn to the book of Acts. We're in Acts 22. I hope our Father will help allow me to finish feeding his sheep, like he said. Let us have a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for waking us sheep up this morning and every day. Thank you for taking care of us while we sleep, in our sleep. Thank you for not allowing us sheep to eat the foods that we really want to, but those foods are not good for us. And we'll find that in Leviticus chapter 11. All the people you have called to do your will, I ask you to give them the courage to do what they are supposed to do and give them the sight so they can see what they are supposed to read or say unto the sheep. Father, I thank you for giving us sheep our right mind. And I thank you for giving us health that we have. Although lately, personally, I have been under attack by Satan. And it seems like he's trying to take not only my health away, but my sight. Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. I am saving money so that I can move out of Detroit from my home that I love. Father, those people who are shooting around my home like last night, waking me up, stop them. If they get old, they may understand. You don't want to hear that when you're in your sleep. Father, help me to be a better person than I am and to read better to those people who are listening to my program and trying to make fun, because when they get older, they may start having difficulty with their sight. Bless them and give them a program like you have given me to feed your sheep. I don't mind the help. That person can help me feed the sheep. And I want them to know what I know. And I learned this in history. We were brought slaves to this country in 1619. And that's what Abraham was crying about in Genesis chapter 15. Write these chapters down. I am saying my prayer because I want you to know. And it says, he taught me that we would be slaves for 400 years in this country. Well, in 2019, the 400 years would be up, and we are to come out of this country with plenty, and we're going back to our old country, Israel. Those Israelis over there should leave our country while they have a chance, while they are alive. That is our country. You had tried to kill us in I think it's in Isaiah. What is it? Chapter. Not Isaiah. It is in Psalms. I can't remember it right now. And that's what will happen to you too when you get older. Father, help me to remember all that I should remember. I hope I've said everything that I've needed to say in this prayer. Let the people know to look up, read Genesis chapter 15, where we black people were slaves and scattered. Although the Haitians beat up the French, and the French ran, and they left the Haitians over there in another land, in Haiti, and helped them. They ruled themselves. But our four parents that brought us, when we came to America, there was one of them strong, Nat Turner, I think his name was. He rebelled, and we should have, but in hindsight, we didn't. Now we live, and I pray that you allow me to see live in the end of times, so I will know what will happen, and I will be placed in my land, the land where those people are not Hebrews. They say they are. You say, well, Jesus, it said in the Bible, where's Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, also in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, they say they are children of the Jews, but they are children of Satan. And I want to get our land back that you have showed me. I want that beautiful place that you've shown me. I want to live to see that and be happy like I was with my son and my grandson that I have not seen. I know that they exist. Thank you. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Maybe I pray too much. In Yeshua's name, amen. Turn with me to the book of Acts, A-C-T-S. This is where Paul has been sent to the Gentiles. And he's doing what he's supposed to do. And here it is. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. Hopefully, I will see this writing. I need a bigger Bible. I need my books to sell on Amazon. So that I can purchase me a bigger Bible, a Bible with bigger letters than what I have. 22, verse 1 of Acts. Men, brothers, and fathers, hear you my defense, which I make unto you. When I have heard that he spoke in Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he said, I am verily, and verily means truly, a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Sicilia, which brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous, that means enthusiastic among many words. It also means other words. So I'm going to say enthusiastic towards God. And you all are this day. God, help me read better, please. Verse 4. And I persecuted this way until the death, binding and delivering them and delivering unto prison both men and women, and also the high priest doeth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus, bringing them which were bound unto Jerusalem and to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come near to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around me, and I fell unto the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecute your people? Why persecute thy people? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecuted. And he said, Whom with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go to Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for you or for thee to do. And when I am not I'm going to read verse 11 again. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand to them that were with me, I came to Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report for all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight, and in the same hour I looked upon him. And he said, let me read verse 14 again. And he said, The God of our fathers have chosen you, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one that should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now thou tarriest cherish mean to wait? Arise and go. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste. Haste is to hurry up or go faster. Get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And, I worked with Jews for many years, and that's true. They do not believe in Jesus like I do. And I believe. I thank God that I believe. And sometimes I do hear the word from God or from someone. I don't know, the Holy Spirit maybe. Verse 19, and I said, Lord, they know I am imprisoned and beat in the synagogue, them that believe on you. Now let me read verse 19 again. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believe on you. So he's saying, God, I beat people that believe on you. Verse 20, and when the blood of the martyr Stephen was shed, I also standing by and continue and consented unto his death and kept his raiment, and raiments are clothes, and kept his clothing or raiments that slew him. And kept his raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send you far hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto his words. And then lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And they cried out and cast off their clothing, their clothes, and they threw dust into the air. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and he bid that he should be examined and scourged, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And they bound him with thongs. Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. I have a gnat that's flying around that I'm trying to kill. I hope that gnat was not sent from God. If it was sent from the devil, I hope I killed it. Let me read verse 26 to you. When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, "Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman." Then the chief priest came and said unto him, "Tell me, are you a Roman?" He said, "Yeah." And the chief captain answered, "With a great sum obtained I this freedom." And Paul said, "But I was born free." So he was saying that he was born in Rome. Did you know that? I got something else to tell you, sheep, about the feast days. I got to finish up reading, though. I'll try to remember. Verse 29. Then straightway they departed from him with which should have examined him. And the chief priest, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he was bound, because he had bound him. Verse 30. And on the morrow, because he would, let me read verse 30 again. And on the morrow, because he would have known the certainty before he had accused him of the Jews, he loosed him from his bond, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them. Oh, I got about 16 minutes to read on chapter 23. Oh, let me read this right quick. We have finished reading chapter 22. Let me start reading in chapter 23. That's chapter 23 will probably be for next week. And Paul said earnestly, beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good consequence before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smote him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto them, God shall smite you, thou with walls, set it unto the judges, me after the law, and commanded me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they stood by, rebellest thou God?" Verse 4. Let me read that again. "And they that stood by said, Revealest thou God, high priest? Then Paul said, I willest not, brethren, that thou was the high priest shall not speak evil of the rulers of thy people. And that reminds me, I got a questionnaire from the court, and I'm going to speak highly against them. I want to send an evil letter back to them saying, I don't have to fill out this questionnaire, but it's from the district from where I live. And I think that I had, years ago, I had a civics class. I think you are to answer that. I don't know. And I wanted to be nasty, but I will not. Verse 6, but when Paul perceived that one were Sadducees and the others Pharisees, he carried out, he cried out to the council, men and brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope of the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. And when he had said, there arose a dissension among the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the multitude that was. Verse 8, and the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angels nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Verse 9, and there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part rose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man, but if the spirit of the But if the spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against him. And when he rose, arose a great dissension. The chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to let him go and to take him from among them and bring him to the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. And when it was day, certain of the Jews band together and bound themselves under a curse, and said that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And when they had done, verse 18, and when they were more than 40, which had made this conspiracy, they came, the chief priests and elders, and said, we have bound ourselves under a great curse that we will not eat until we have slain Paul. And Therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though we would inquire something more perfect concerning him, and we or ever he come near are ready to kill him. And when Paul's sister's son heard they're lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, bring this man unto the chief priest, that he has a certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto you and have something to say unto you. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately, and turn my computer back on, and what is it that thou hast to tell me? And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that you wouldst bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as they would acquire something of him more perfectly. But do not yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him, of them more than 40 men, which have bound together with an oath that they will not eat or drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, looking for a promise from you. So the chief priest captain them, let the young man depart, and charge him, see thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me. And he called unto him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200. And at the third hour of the day, I'm thinking that the third hour is around the ninth hour of the day, and provide them beasts after this manner. And the spearmen 200, and at the third hour of the night provided them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him unto Felix the governor. Now that's news to me. I never knew Felix was a governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner: Claudius Lastra unto me, the most excellent governor. Felix sendeth greetings. And this man that taketh of the Jews and should have been killed. Let me read that again. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then came I with the army and restored him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I have known the cause, therefore they accused him, I brought him unto the council, whom I perceived to be accused of questioning questions of the law, but have nothing laid to this charge worthy of death or of bond. And when it was told to me how the Jews laid in wait for this man, I sent straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before you what they had against him. Farewell. That was in the note that he sent to Claudius. That's what Felix sent to Claudius. Then the soldiers said, excuse me, verse 31. Then the soldiers, as it was commanded of them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipas. On tomorrow, they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the castle, whom, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle of the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked, what province was he? And when he understood that he was from Cecilia, I will hear thee, he said. I will hear thee. And he said, when thy accusers are also come, he will command him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. That I have read the entire chapter of 23. Let us have a closing prayer. Father, we sheep come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you for watching over us in our sleep, as well as providing us peaceful sleep. Thank you for protecting us in our sleep. Save us, keep us safe from the devil and his imps. In Yeshua's name, also better known as Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Also, I want you to get my three books from Amazon, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. That's under the name Sondra, Sondra Harris. They each will cost you about $5. So you can, they are ebooks on Amazon, so that I can get myself a car. God loves you. I love you, but God loves you more. That's why he's going to let you live, many of you. many of you will not be, you will be affected by this God thing because you will not obey. You who have been called, go. Do God's will. I don't care how bad it to you.
Help your children.
And it will be bad.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.